You know, sometimes you can go through so much that you forget about things that are important to you.
Yeah.
So I understand why Paul wrote these scriptures in the book of Philippians. Open up your Bibles to the third chapter of Philippians. And the 13th verse. I'm a little hot. I'm a lot hot, thank you. No, I'm not flashing. It's just warm in here. You know what? Don't you get started on me this morning. That you ain't. I missed you. I'm glad to see you. She too tough. She got that look on her face. I ain't going to be able to handle it this morning. But Paul wrote this scripture because it was something he was dealing with. And we deal with things, and we do. We forget what's important to us because we continue to remind ourselves or ask ourselves if we're going through what we're going through because of something that we did. All right. We were talking about that this morning, and he didn't even know it. He didn't know what I was preaching on this morning. And we waste a lot of time in our mindsets trying to figure out whether or not something we did in our beginning of our lives that's causing the problems that we're having now. Got an answer for you? Yes. You thought I was going to say no, didn't you? Yes. Well, the thing about it is, God don't want us to be focused on that. That's what Paul was saying. You know what he did, some of the things he did. And he was letting us know that we shouldn't be focused on things in our past that may have caused the situations that we're in our present.
Amen. All right, sir.
And I learned that this week, Rev, because I was there. You know, I was there wondering if something I took when I was coming up or something I did or created the situations that I'm dealing with now in my body. And I told myself, yes, it is. If you don't take care of yourself in the beginning, right, it'll come back to haunt you in the end.
Yes, sir.
And but Paul said something that was very... I thought about this morning when I was trying to go to sleep. And he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended what this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are what? Right. Behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. So therefore, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
All right.
He was saying, look here, brothers, look here, church, or look here, saints. You can't estimate or take inventory of the things that you did in your past life.
Amen.
Because they will haunt you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
They will steal your peace.
Yeah. Amen.
And if you don't have peace, you have nothing.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have peace in God, your mindset is different. You see things differently. You hear things differently. You will count on things differently because you're not focused on what's important. Paul said, I did a lot of things in my past. Remember, he did say, Lord, why have you sent Satan to buffet me? You know, he was a great man, but everybody gets to a point in their lives where they wonder if the situation they're in was caused by something they did. Now, you know, it's hard to shut your brain off. Little things that you see or you hear reminds you of something in your past. You know, every now and then you turn the radio on and you hear one of them old songs. And it reminds you of a...
Yeah.
Waiting on me to say it, ain't you? Or a point in time that happened in your life God can save your old boyfriend, old girlfriend. I don't even want to go there.
Right, right.
Amen.
Amen.
But a point in your life, a time in your life, that affected your life. So Paul is telling us right now in these scriptures, let me tell you something. Stop taking inventory of things in your past. Because they will destroy your present. Amen. And keep you from making it to your future.
Right. Yes, sir.
So it's important that we try to put aside those things that come up in our minds so that they don't affect our peace and our joy. When you're going through something, your joy seems to fade sometimes. And you know what don't get you through? Fake joy.
Watch out, watch out.
Pretending that you're happy. If you ain't happy, you just ain't happy. Acknowledge what you're dealing with so that you can get through it.
Right, amen.
Well, want to acknowledge it. How you doing? I'm blessed, sanctified. And you mad at the very person that asks you how you doing.
Watch yourself, sir. Watch yourself.
I laugh at people. They always say, how you doing? I'm blessed. I say, blessed how? Financially or spiritually? I don't know. I'm just blessed. Okay, I'll just assume that it's just happy.
Right.
Because that's what it means. It don't mean you're financially stable. It don't mean you're healthy in your body. It don't mean you don't have no problems in your mind. It don't mean you're not being persecuted or affected by the people around you. All it means is that you're supposed to be happy. That happiness, Paul is saying, look here. Don't allow the things in your past to affect your present.
Yes, sir.
So if you say you're blessed, don't leave out of here and go out in the parking lot and forget you how blessed you are. And go to blessing somebody else out. Don't worry, Lorraine, I ain't going to talk about you today. I love Lorraine. I really do. So I'm learning too. I don't know everything. But I'm learning that I've got to stop allowing those things which I created. You know, we have the ability to create our own atmosphere.
Right. Yes, sir. Amen.
All the time, don't we? We can create an atmosphere of happiness, or create an atmosphere of joy, or create an atmosphere of peace. I prefer peace.
Amen.
Because if I can create an atmosphere of peace, Jesus say, I am your peace. Then I can serve God. That's what he's talking about. I had to learn how to serve him anyway because I didn't apprehend or I can't figure it out or really understand how I'm getting to the point where I'm at. You say, well, he knew everything. Well, that's why he said I couldn't apprehend. But this one, even though I don't understand,
yes, sir,
why I'm going through what I'm going through, or why I'm dealing with what I'm dealing with, even though I don't understand, I do know this one thing. You got to know one thing. And in actuality, the one thing that he was talking about was Jesus.
Amen.
I do know this one thing I do, forgetting. The word forgetting in the Greek means to lose out of mind. That means you need to learn how to cast it aside. Let it go. Thank you, Percy. You got to let it go. Because if you ponder on it, it will affect you.
Yeah.
And anything that affects you from doing the will of God, you've got to let go.
Amen.
Now, I can go back in time and remember some things that, oh, Lord. gave me. I got so high in Damon's work one day and locked my keys in the car and left the car running. Brand new car. You know what I did? Went out there and knocked the window out. Instead of trying to get the door unlocked, just took a hammer and just busted the window out. And then I thought about it. Now you gotta have it fixed. Those are kind of things that I think about sometimes that teach me don't do stupid things. Paul said, I did some stupid stuff.
That's right.
And I didn't understand why I was doing it. I was just doing it. But I can no longer allow that to affect my ability to do the work of God.
Right. Amen.
So I have to put those things behind me. And I have to reach. That means stretch oneself. That means you got to take, you ever, what's that movie, The Matrix? How he would be here and then he'd be moving so fast it just looked like a blur. You have to be like The Matrix. Whatever it is that's affecting your lifestyle or your conversation in God, you got to move past it.
Right.
That don't mean that it disappeared.
Right.
That just means you done moved past it.
Amen.
I used to tell folks all the time, they talk about, I'm healed, I'm delivered. I said, I'll tell you what. Let me tell you what God did for me. He left it in my life.
There you go.
But he did deliver me. How did he deliver me? Because I no longer allow what I still have to affect my future.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I could.
Yeah.
I had a lot of reasons to quit in the last 11 years. Ask Pastor Relevant. I had a lot of reasons to quit. And it was times I thought about it. Sometimes I sat on the side of 94. Get ready to light up myself. Because I knew I had screwed up. And I didn't know if I could handle it.
Right.
So my way out was to sit on the side of I-94 and blow my brains out. You know who pulled up behind me? Sister Sherry and Pastor Arnice. And I was wondering, how did they find me? Because I did not tell them where I was. That showed me that God thought there was something more important in my life.
All right. Yeah. All right, sir.
Amen. Than the foolishness that I was allowing to affect my life.
Right,
so I had to learn to put those things behind me and stretch myself.
Yes, sir.
Past it, those things which are before. So what I learned to do was I pressed. And I'm still pressing.
That's right.
I'm still pressing.
Amen.
You have to press past your sickness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to press past your financial difficulties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to press past your own aggravation. And hardships. How do you press? By standing in God.
Amen.
Pastor Keith said, you got to study, show yourself proof. If you don't know what the word is saying, then you don't know how to use it to the effectiveness for your life. We got a call this morning upstairs on the phone. We sat there and we listened to it, and it was just absolutely amazing. People come to church, but are they really listening? The things I heard, I could not believe. We sat there and I was like, wow. I got people calling the church wanting to know, do we have a Friday night service? And on the answer machine, I always tell you, Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Sunday school at 9 a.m. Bible study on Saturday. I never say anything about a Friday night service. Paul was saying you can't press if you don't have understanding.
Right. Amen.
And without understanding, understanding, your present will never move into your future.
Amen.
So you got depressed. A lot of times you press. I did that thing one time where I showed you, you can press against that pole, and you can press, and you can press, and you can press, and that pole will never move. But in your pressing, you got to see yourself through the pole.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
If you can see yourself through the pole, guess what you'll do? You walk around it. You just walk around it. I like to see sometimes with all the lights out, before we got the extra lights fixed, if I could walk through here in the dark. That's silly, ain't it? I thought I knew the building so good that I could walk through this church and not hit that pole. I smacked that pole so hard, Brother Johnny, that I sat right down on the floor. And I said, you know what? That's one of the stupidest things you ever did. All you had to do was flip a switch.
All right.
Amen.
We bowl with my wife, we're on the same team, and she'll come back and she'll say, you know what? The lights just came on. At first, I didn't know what she was talking about. She was talking about the lights came on. They're already on. Then it dawned on her, she's talking about, she just got an understanding of what she needed to do to get past what she was doing. Sometimes you got to turn the lights on.
Amen.
And the only time you can actually turn the light on is when through the word of God. You got to do it. That's how you press. My wife said a lot of stuff that I learned. What's that? My blessing. I'm pressing something, she said. I'm blessing, pressing toward my blessing. There it is. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. There's a blessing in pressing.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I come to understand what that actually means is if I get myself where I need to be in God, my joy, which is my strength, yeah, shall be sustained.
Amen.
She said, it's a blessing to my pressing. By the time she hit the church, she hugging everybody. I'd be sitting over here going, she ought to be tired by now. She go from row to row. She don't care whether you like her or you don't. You gonna get a hug. And if you get one of them real hugs, how many had one of my wife's real hugs? Okay. Because she said in her spirit, I done pressed and I'm blessed, so I'm going to give you some of it.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
But Paul is saying, I'm pressing in my blessing, and in spite of what I went through, in spite of what I may have did, I know that God has forgiven me and strengthened me. But there are going to be times in my life that I'm not going to feel it.
Amen.
Lord, why you send Satan to buffet me?
Amen.
Y'all will hear me this morning. Amen. Is that clock right?
Mm-hmm.
You know you don't mean that. I press toward what? The mark. Meaning I'm pursuing it.
Yes, sir.
You ever been pursued by somebody? They will use trickery to do what they got to do and get what they need. Oh, Lord. So I'm moving forward tomorrow for the prize of the high calling. What is the prize? The prize is the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
The character of the Father.
Yeah. Watch out.
You can't get there if you don't press. If you don't push. you have depressed anyway. How many weeks did I come up here sitting in that chair looking like a zombie? And I knew I looked like a zombie. There was no smile on my face because I was in agony. I was dizzy and I was confused. But I sat there. Wife drove me to work, made sure I made it to the chair. One time I was going upstairs and they caught me before I fell. But I pressed. Because I understood that if I could get to where the saints was,
all right.
Come on.
The body of Christ,
That's right.
I was going to get something from them that I wasn't going to get laying at home.
Come on now.
Paul said, look here, I did some crazy stuff, and I know Jesus don't forgive me, and as long as I keep pressing and doing what I have to do, my goodness, I'm going to see Jesus.
Yeah.
See, Paul complained a lot. He said, look here, let me tell you, Joker, something. I've been beat by my own country.
Yeah.
I've been scantily clothed, meaning I was in areas of the country where it was cold and I didn't have enough. Yeah. I went on fast when I didn't want to because there was no food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You have a right to talk to God. But you have to have faith when you do it.
Amen.
You just can't be talking outside of your neck. So the prize of the high calling, I know I got to stand fast and be immovable and abound.
Yes, sir.
Only way you can abound is through this word.
Yeah.
We done got to the place where we don't want to study for ourselves. I tell everybody all the time, don't take my word for it, search it. Find out. That way you can never come back and say, you said this. Because I might have. But it's your responsibility to make sure that it's a blessing to you.
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen. I used to be a man in this church. After every service, he come up and say, well, you know, you said this and you said that. At first it made me mad. Who do you think he is?
Right.
Then God taught me something. If you listen, I will encourage you through what he has to say. And what happened was, it worked the other way around. God used me to encourage him and strengthen him. And he had cancer, but he made his way to church. He was a trooper, Pastor Cheeks. Sometimes he couldn't even stand up. He always sat in that first chair, second row. But he got here. And he impressed me because he was pressing.
Yeah.
He was trying to get that prize in spite of what was going on in his body.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You ever been in remission or something and then had it come back on you? Stronger the second time than it did the first time. Maybe it's aggravating. I told Pastor Cheeks, we was talking, mostly we was laughing. I think he a better comedian than I am, Brother Andy. He got more knowledge. I was telling him about, I had to go to the urologist this week because something happened a couple weeks ago. He sits down next to me and tells me something that almost floored me. I called First Lady. She said, you ain't going to believe this. She said, oh, no. At first, she didn't say nothing. Then she said, what? She said, we ain't accepting that. We ain't accepting that. That's my power pad over there. I don't get no sympathy. She said, sure thing is, you better just keep pressing, bro. The high calling, the selection, God has selected us.
Yes, he has. Thank
he selected
Jesus.
Us.
Thank you, Lord.
Ain't you happy about that?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God called you.
Yes.
When he was forming the earth.
Come on now.
He already knew who you were.
Yes.
You just didn't know.
Yes.
Watch it.
Hallelujah.
Watch it.
Some, you know, sometimes I question God. Said I see some people getting immediately delivered from whatever it is they're dealing with. Bam.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then some of them, we just have to struggle right on through it.
Yeah.
Because you know what I found out, Pastor? Them folks that get healed, delivered immediately, wanted it.
Yeah.
You say, oh, I didn't want it? Yeah, I wanted it, but I didn't want it bad enough.
All right.
Tell the truth.
To stand in what I wanted. Pause, look here. I'm moving on. I'm not going to let this stuff separate me. Now, I'm going to struggle. I'm going to have some situations in my life. I was telling Pastor Cheeks about Pastor Anise, what she went dealt with a couple weeks ago. She shouldn't even be here. I'm not saying not in church. I'm just talking about not living.
Amen.
You say, well, God could have stopped it from happening. He could have.
That's right. That's right.
But he didn't. But he kept her.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. There you go. There you go.
And she pressed.
Yes.
Just like most of you are pressing.
Yes.
Amen. Let's jump over to the fourth chapter. I'm about to close up here. The fourth chapter, 11th verse. This is what he was saying.
Come on now.
Not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be what? Content. I know both how to be abased.
Yes, sir.
And I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. Both for to abound and to suffer need, I can still do all things.
That's right.
Through Christ which strengthens me.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
He said, not that I speak of in respect of want, of need. But I don't have it, it's all right. He was saying, if God don't deliver me, it's okay too.
Yes, sir.
Man. We don't want to accept the fact that if God don't heal me, it's okay because it's not going to change my love
for
Him.
Come on. Come on.
I'm not going to let it stop me from showing my love to you.
Come on.
God's looking for people that will allow themselves to be used.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But you can't always complain about your want.
Come on now. Come on.
He said, for it's I there, but it's not actually there in the original writing. Okay. It reads, for have learned in whatsoever state I am. You notice he said I am? Because he wants you to know he's not talking about in. He's not talking about Wisconsin.
Go ahead,
or Milwaukee. Go ahead. Or California. Because he had some problems there. He said, whatsoever condition.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
There we go.
I am.
There we go.
But see, there's a kick to the I am. What he's saying is, in whatsoever state I am, I'm with the I am.
Right.
Come on now. Man. Come on now.
Yeah.
That means I'm still with Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
So I've learned to be, he said, therewith to be can what? Content. The word content means to be strong. I know both how to be what? Abased. It means to fall short. And sometimes be deficient. That means he's not talking about your body, but he's talking about your mindset. That's why it says, let this mind be in you.
Yes, sir.
Which was also in Christ Jesus, because Jesus taught us how to be abased. And he taught us that it didn't matter what condition he was in, spiritually, physically, or financially. I was strong anyway. I know, or understand both how, now listen, he said, I know how to deal with both of these.
Yes,
I know how to fall short, but I know how to allow my abounding to overcome where I fell short. Sometimes you have to do something. You can't just sit there and wait on Jesus to come sit by your side and tell you everything's going to be all right. That's why he said in the third chapter, you got to press. So these things I know, the base, and I know how to abound. I understand how to abound. What do we understand? That it took the word of God that he had been teaching and preaching, it was time for him to stand on it.
All right, man.
And to believe in it.
Yep.
There you go, sir.
Yep.
There you go.
Basically saying, practice what you preach.
Uh-huh.
But you can't practice what you preach if you don't press. He says, everywhere and in all things. Not just when he said everywhere, is he talking so much about places or spots, but he said everywhere, every condition.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have conditions. Like my brother back there, I've been fussing at him for days. He hard-headed, just like the rest of us. My family, like me.
Okay.
He fell into something last week and hit his side. I keep telling him, Rod, you need to go get an x-ray. You might have fractured a rib. You think he went? Look where he at. I called Rod, I said, Rod, somebody come in to show the building. He said, I got it. And then I think about it, like this morning, we wanted to carry a box downstairs. I said, he can't carry that. First, listen. He said, I got it. I said, thank you very much. Meaning we have to press. Everywhere and in all things.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That means if I don't like what I see, or what I heard, or how I feel, I still got to do what?
Press.
Press.
Yes, sir.
He said, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. Everything ain't going to go my way all times. Not that I accept it, but I press. I fight the good fight of faith. See, folks don't understand, everything that he preached and he taught in these epistles was under the inspiration of God.
Yes, sir.
But it was something that he had to deal with and something he had went through.
Yeah.
The gospel, the good news, is all about your life.
Amen. My Jesus. Hallelujah.
The good news is Jesus came down,
watch it.
Suffered on the cross, got up in 3 days, and commanded life to be in all of us.
Come on now.
The life is the fact that we now have a Savior that's not just sitting at the right hand of God, but he's sitting in the right of your heart.
Watch it.
And he's instructing you through the word of God how you have to live in spite of conditions, in spite of circumstances, in spite of all these things, you still have to live for God.
Come on now.
Sometimes it's going to hurt, but you ain't going to feel like it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get tired of people. Because they know more than they think they know, and they don't know nothing. But they constantly going to tell you what you need to do.
Come on.
What you need to do is get out of my face. If you can't show me with your life, you most certainly can't tell me with your mouth.
Come on now.
Watch out. Watch
say
out.
That.
Watch out. Watch out.
Say that.
Watch out. Watch out.
Amen.
Paul said, I'll show you who I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm he said, I'll show you who I am by my works.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I ain't got to tell you. And you ain't got to listen to this word I'm preaching. But if you watch my life, you'll see who God is.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You're going to look and see him in me.
That's right.
He said, oh, man, I'll be hungry, both to abound, and tough time to suffer need. Sometimes we need some things, but they just don't seem to come.
Yes, sir.
But he said, it don't matter. Because I. He letting you know right now. He said, I. He making a commitment. I can do all things.
Yes, sir.
I can make things change. Who's this? I can make things change by waving my hand.
Yes, sir.
I know some of y'all.
Yes, sir.
He said, I can make things change by transferring and renewing my mind.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Amen. Yeah, yeah.
Stop thinking the way I used to think.
Come on.
Watch out.
And
watch
change
out.
It to what God wants me to think
yes.
now. That gives me the ability to do all things. That means I can go through everything.
Come on. Exactly.
But I can only do it through Christ or in Him.
Yes,
or I like the word through because it means the only way you get to the other side is by through him.
Yes, sir.
You can't go through him if you don't know him.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Watch it. Watch it.
He said, because I promise you, it will strengthen with me. It will give me the ability to keep pressing.
Yes, sir.
Which strengthened me. Christ, the word of God, strengthened me. John said, in the beginning was the
word.
The word was
God.
And the word
was God.
So if he the word,
yes, sir.
And you go through him,
uh-huh.
Guess what? You're going to pick up some particles.
Preaching, man.
I like Pastor Keith said this morning. He was talking about a new contract. Insurance contract.
Uh-huh.
If you don't pay it, it expires.
Uh-huh.
If you don't search the scripture, you're going to expire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That don't mean you're going to die. That just means your life going to change.
That's
right. That's right. That's right.
Lord Jesus, I'm about to close. He strengthened me to do all things. I could do this. He taught me, so it's up to me to initiate it. To make it happen.
Yes.
He said, notwithstanding, ye will have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. See, we forget that people go through just like we do. But they don't want you to tell them. They want you to show them.
Yes, sir.
That's what he was saying. Don't tell me. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you because I'm going to press to get to where I need to. And I'm not going to allow my past to affect my present. Because if it affects my present, it'll steal my future.
Yeah. Watch yourself, sir.
Yeah. And I've been through too much. Let my future be stolen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So what are we going to do? We're going to press.
Yeah.
Well, you have to know where you're pressing to. You got to know where you're going.
Right.
It was a press this morning getting here.
Amen.
Some people drive too fast. Some people don't drive hardly at all.
Yeah.
You might have to go around one, and then somebody else might blow by you. I had a guy blow by me this morning when I got on 75. He was in a truck. Like to scare me to death. You know what I thought? If I had to decide to get in that lane, he'd have carried me all the way down to 8 Mile. So what is it saying? You have to watch out for the slow driver and the fast driver. You got to watch out for everything. Bridge is falling. People throwing rocks on the outside of the freeway. I got a big rock across the street. That rock's still there rocking. Yep, about this big. Some kid threw it through my front window. I guess he was initiation or something. Only reason it didn't hit me because I was leaning. If I had been sitting straight up. Sometimes being cool pay off. Because I was leaning and it went right through the window. Of course, right. Not being smart, I went to look for it. So I went to the police station and I almost laughed because it was all kind of cars sitting out there. They've been tearing cars up on the lodge. It was a Bentley. Brand new Bentley. Sitting out there with the front window smashed. And the old chief was not happy. So you have to look out for everything.
Yes,
not just some things.
Right.
You have to be vigilant in your press. Because everybody not going to like your press.
Amen.
They're going to think you're being haughty. But no, you're just trying to see Jesus.
Amen.
Everybody stand.
Yeah.
Brother Eddie gave these messages the greatest names that I ever seen. God be getting them from God. I wish I had brought that CD down that he did from last week. Remember what it was called, Brother Eddie? No, the other one. It's the new one.
Oh,
yeah. You've got to pray to stay. Thank you. Okay, where you sing from? Amen. But we're going to make it. We're going to press.
All right.
We're going to press. Because you can't depend on everything. We weren't supposed to get the snow today.
No. Yeah.
I told First Lady, I said, you know, it's snowing, but it don't look that bad. By the time we got ready to go, it was bad. And the further we got here, it was worse.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Pastor Chief told me they ran into a whiteout or something. But we weren't supposed to get into that. It was supposed to be sunny.
Yeah.
We was going to get some flurries.
Uh-huh.
But we got a storm. Rejoice in it. Because we here. And we're around each other. And we create an atmosphere for each other.
Yeah.
That we can bring forth the power of God.
Amen.
Take somebody by the hand. Pastor Keys, bless us with prayer.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we give you the praise.
Yes.
And we give you the honor. Lord, because truly, without you, we can do nothing.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we thank you for your word, which encourages us, strengthens us. Lord God, it makes us stronger in every situation that comes to us, Lord God. We thank you for your power that encourages, Lord God, to let us know that we can make it. Lord God, in our darkest and loneliest hour, you are there to encourage us. You are that light, Lord God, in the dark place, Lord God, lighting our path, Lord God, so that we can walk and that we can move, Lord God. Lord God. We're moving as a corporate unit, Lord God. Ah, Lord God, you're directing us and you're leading us and you're guiding us, Lord God. Lord God, the situation may be strong, but you're stronger than the situation. Lord God, and you're strong in your people, Lord God. We thank you for that strength. We thank you for that encouragement. We thank you for that prosperity in our life, Lord God. You are our prosperity. You are our righteousness. You are our strength. You are our joy, Lord God. We look forward, Lord God, to your exploits, Lord God, because you're a mighty God. Ah, Lord God, and you like to show yourself strong in your people, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the next opportunity, Lord God, for you to show yourself healer, show yourself deliverer, show yourself way better, show yourself light, Lord God, in a dark place. And we give you the praise for it. I ask you to touch every mind and every heart in this place, Lord God, by your great power, by your word, Lord God. Lord God, that you stood on and you taught us to stand upon it, Lord God, before that sure foundation. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Oh, where is the living God? You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.